Well, hey, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Paul Pretty. I'm the teaching pastor at the Marion campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in the playlist series looking at Psalms 42 and 43. This is a psalm, or these psalms are psalms of lament. That is sorrow, really emotional pain. It's written by a son of Korah. And in his particular situation, he finds himself, if you were to go into Google and you were to map his current location, which is in the land of Jordan and of Hermon, from Mount Mizar, and you see that in verse 6 of chapter 42. If you were to mount, if you were to route from Mount Hermon to Jerusalem, you'd see it's about a 200-mile drive. And so he finds himself 200 miles from the center of Jewish worship. He finds himself about 200 miles from the presence of God and from the people of God, and from his position of leadership among the people of God and in the real presence of God. And so that situation results in some just extreme sorrow. And what we see is that he has enemies all around him. We don't know the specific circumstances that led to this, but what we do know is that those around him are taunting him. They're saying to him, "Where is your God? If you're in this situation, you would think that your God would see you. He would know you. He would want to rescue you." And so they're saying to this man, "Where is your God?" And what's fascinating is this man is very honest with God. In verse 7, he says, "Deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have gone over me." He says, "My salvation, my God, my soul is cast down within me." Right? He says, "Why have you forgotten me? Why do I go on mourning? Because of the oppression of the enemy." So he's being real honest with where he is with God. And I think that's an encouragement for us, because I think sometimes when we're feeling really, really low, when we're feeling really, really depressed, when we're feeling cast down, I think sometimes there's a hesitancy to be honest with God about what it is that we feel. Somehow we believe that not being honest with God and saying to God, like we say to other people, "I'm fine," somehow that's the expectation. Somehow we think maybe God doesn't want to hear from us when we are in these situations. We put on the mask that we put on for other people. "How you doing today?" "Great." When in reality, you know, your life is burning down. But I think the encouragement here is we need to be honest with God, and we need to tell God what it is we're feeling. And we need to go to God with the depth and the breadth of our emotions. We need to go to God with the sorrow that we feel. And we need to be honest, because, again, the psalmist gives us real honesty here. And so many psalms do the same. I think up to about 50 of the psalms, 50 of the 150 psalms, I'm not great at math, but I think that's about one third. They're psalms of lament. They're psalms of sorrow, of just pouring one's heart out to God. And so as we need to pour our heart out to God, what we also need to do is remember what the psalmist says over and over again. He says this, verse 11, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me?" Now this is really important. "Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God." And he repeats that, right? So he's in the situation where he's like, "I'm feeling horrible. I'm feeling low. I'm feeling depressed." And he's asking himself, "Why do I feel this way?" And how many times have you asked yourself that? Like, "Why do I feel this way?" Somebody asks you, "Why are you so upset?" "I don't know. I just am. Sometimes I feel like a toddler." You know, you have these little kids and you look at them like, "Why are you crying?" And they're like, "I don't know." Sometimes I just feel like that. Maybe it's just me. Like, why are you depressed? Why do you wake up in the morning and just want to stay in bed? I don't know. Sometimes I do. And what I need to preach to my soul is hope in God. "For I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God." And so we need to preach to ourselves. We need to remind ourselves the truth about God as we find ourselves in circumstances and situations that seem to want to direct us away from God. And then I love what he says in Psalm 43. He says this in verse 3, "Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me." Send out your light and your truth. So how is he going to get back to God, in a sense? Right? How is he going to get back into a position of confidence in God? Yes, he has confidence in God, right? Don't say that, but how is he going to get back to this position of like not feeling like he's drowning, not feeling like he's overwhelmed with sorrow? Like he remembers hope in God. But he says, right, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me, let them lead me back to God. And I was looking at those two words, your light and your truth. And man, they just reminded me of Jesus. What does Jesus say? I'm the light of the world. What does Jesus say in John 14:6? I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And as I was reading that this week and studying this week and praying this week about God, what do you want to do this Sunday? Because you know what? Frankly, I'm not real sure. It was just so good for my soul that as we find ourselves in moments where we feel distant from God, we feel far away from God, we want to be in the presence of God, what we need to remind ourselves of is that we need to hope in God, and the ultimate hope in God is revealed in Christ, God in the flesh. He is the light of the world, and he is the way, the truth, and the life. And if we want to get to the Father, we got to go through Jesus. And that is wonderful, because Jesus looks at us, and no matter where we are, no matter what we're going through, he looks at us with open arms and says, come here, I want you to come here. And he takes us and he says, I love you, I died for you, and I want you to be a co-heir with me. I want you to be a son and a daughter of the God of the universe. I want you to be with God. I want to unite you. I want to reconcile you with the Father through me and by the power of the Spirit. Stunning, stunning stuff. And so that's encouraging for me today, my own soul. I hope it's encouraging for you today. And I pray that over the course of this series, you will be encouraged time and time again to see the glory, the splendor, the wonder of Christ. And so let's go ahead and pray today. I don't know where you are. I don't know what you're walking through, but I'm sure you're walking through something. I want you to be honest with God about that. And I want you to hope in God. I want you to direct your heart, your attention, your affections toward Christ. So let's pray. I want to pray for us first, and then you can spend some time in prayer as well. Father, you are you're just so good to us, and I love that you don't shy away from our mess. You don't look at us and say, really, you're depressed today again? Nope, you don't do that. You don't look at us when we're feeling low for no apparent reason and say, seriously? You don't do that. You want us to share where we are with you. And you point us to your son, Jesus, and say, that is the light. That is, he is the truth. He is the way. And so, God, I ask by the power of your Spirit that you would remind us of that this morning, that you would lead us this morning to focus and fix everything on Jesus. Jesus, thank you for dying for us, for making a way to the Father. Thank you for sending the Spirit to fill us, to lead us, to guide us. Holy Spirit, thank you for your work within us. Continue to do so. We need you. We love you. Lead us today as we go. And it's in the wonderful, powerful, beautiful name of Jesus that I pray.